The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
On the line as well is Anne Piggott, who's the president of the ASTI, the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland. Anne, how do you feel as it stands at the moment? And I'm conscious we're talking about what might happen this evening. We don't know if it certainly will, but what might happen, what's suggested, is that we will go to level five, but schools will be ordered to remain open. What would be the view of you and your members to that?
Okay, so the plan says that at levels 1 to 4, the schools will remain open with protective measures. Now, at level 5, it says the recommendations are based on situation and evidence at the time. And we're not really sure what that means. Does that mean collectively a decision will be made in all schools, or will it be made on individual schools, depending on the number of cases? And I'd like to point out to the member who sent in the text or the tweet earlier, the ASTI will not be making that decision. It's the government will be making that decision. But what the ASTI is pushing for is adequate health and safety for our members at any level in schools. And if we're at level 5 where everything is closing, our members are wondering why are their lives not valued as much as others in society.
All right, hold on, Anne. Everything doesn't close. Construction sites don't close. Retail doesn't close. A lot of retail doesn't close. The radio station where I work doesn't close. Lots of places don't close. The hospitals don't close. Nursing homes don't close. So don't give me this guff that teachers are the only people going into work.
No, but there aren't going to be gatherings. There are going to be tiny numbers at weddings. There is restaurants aren't allowed open with 15 outside. Teachers are going into work into classrooms with 30 people in front of them. And then collectively during the day, they're meeting up to 200 students in an area where students are outside at lunchtime. They're not wearing masks. We want social distancing. An effort is being made to have that in all schools. But in some areas, it's not possible because of the older buildings. So there are certainly problems for teachers that other workers don't face.
Oh, I absolutely acknowledge there are problems for teachers. But this idea that teachers' lives are worth less, like that's nonsense. And it sounds good when you say it, but that's nonsense, isn't it?
Well, you have to consider our health. Our teachers, we have high-risk teachers at work. There are 800 high-risk teachers applied to be allowed to do remote working. They're not allowed. If they come in contact with COVID, and they're in very serious position. So we have the high-risk teachers. We have teachers very worried about going home to vulnerable relations on a daily basis. And I know other workers do too, but they wouldn't be in such close contact.
If we go to level 5, do you think there should be an allowance, a more understanding given to those 800 teachers, those teachers who do have maybe secondary health conditions or someone at home, that there should be more flexibility in terms of allowing them to work from home?
Well, definitely for the high-risk teachers, they certainly should be allowed to work from home or in schools with certain restrictions on them where they mightn't be inside facing a class of that number, maybe smaller classes or maybe to teach remotely in some way.
I know that you wrote to the Minister for Education back on the 5th of October when we got this letter from Tony Houlihan from NPHET seeking a review of medical guidance. Have you got that review? Did you get a response to that letter? What's the latest correspondence?
No, but we are hoping to engage with the department and the minister on all the issues that we've raised. And we do have quite a lot of issues. I think the biggest issue for members really at the moment is going into a school, knowing that people have been tested positive, not being told whether it's 1 or 5 or 10, worried that you're in a room where somebody might be positive because, as you know, students may have the virus and may not exhibit any symptoms. The tracing is very slow. The testing is quite slow, depending on the area.
Yeah.
It might take up to 3 days or 4 days for a test.
There's absolutely shortcomings in testing and tracing. I suppose what people might say is that, look, there's no way to be perfectly safe. You know, construction sites aren't safe either. But there's a decision made that you've got to take into account that we're in a housing crisis and it would just be disastrous to completely shut down the construction sector. And schools are not perfectly safe. They'll listen to it and say, Anne is right, there is a bit of a risk. But you know what? It's worth the risk. Educating our children is worth the risk.
Well, it's still our workplace and we are workers in there. Construction sites, a lot of the work is done in the open. And as I say, you wouldn't have as many hundreds of people.
You just gave out about students not wearing masks in the open, but it's fine for construction sites because they're in the open. You know, sauce for a goose, well, sauce for a gander.
They're adults and they're spread out more, and it's not the same. There are students gathering outside of school buildings. There are parents dropping off children in the morning in big numbers. There is huge interaction between several people. And the thing is, if this virus is in school, it's going to go back out into the community as well. So that's the other thing you have to remember. No. If you're going to impose such severe restrictions on people, will keeping schools open negate that, or will it make any difference?
And listen, thanks a million for your time. Anne Piggott, the president of the ASTI. Stay with us. We're going to have more reaction and analysis to today's impending increase in restrictions. That's coming up.